As I mentioned at the start of the service for our welcome, this Sunday is a Sunday we set aside to share testimonies. Our church's mission is to share in Christ's ministry of reconciliation through worship and testimony and faithful presence. And this opportunity for you to give testimony is one way that we live that out. Of course, there's other times throughout the year and in the culture of our church in which we are people who give testimony to God's work. And this is one particular moment. Your testimony can be just sharing of thankfulness, of thanksgiving, of ways God's been at work in your life, or in other times where you're in the midst of things. And I know there's many things each of us are being carried along in sanctification by the Lord, so we can speak to those things as well, maybe especially too. So there's a microphone at the front. I don't want to be too passive-aggressive as a Minnesotan, so I have a red card, which means stop, and a yellow card, which means begin to yield. And I'll be sitting there at the front, and I really want to resist having to take the microphone away because I'm a conflict-averse Minnesotan. So these will be the statements for time. But please keep just those testimonies to two to three minutes, and just watch for the signs. But don't let them get in your head too much. So,
I guess someone has to start. So I'll start. I just want, on behalf of my husband Jonathan and I, want to thank the congregation for praying for us. As many of you know, it's been in the prayers for the people. My father died this fall, and I will miss him very much. He was a very dear father, and I was really hoping my parents would have been able to. We just moved here a year ago, and I was hoping they wanted to come, and were planning to, but he would have loved to have met you, and hopefully my mom will meet you soon. But it does mean a lot to when our family is so far away in Maryland, to have a family here praying for us. Thank you for your cards, your notes, phone calls, and even just I've had people just come up to me that I barely knew, just giving me the condolences. Jonathan, I was able to see him before he passed away. And Jonathan and I went to the service. But before all that, before you even knew about my father being in the hospital, God was at work, because Jonathan left, had to go to a conference right around the time that my dad went to the hospital. And he told me, please don't, sometimes we wanted to invite someone over for dinner for Sunday night. He said, please don't eat alone, just invite somebody. And so I called a few people, and it was the last minute, so it was hard to find someone. But finally, I think God just worked out the right couple, that Ross and Barbie, who I don't think are here tonight, but came to my house and had dinner with me. And it was such a blessing because they're wonderful people. But Ross, as some of you know, I guess, is a physician, and he was able to tell me, explain what was happening, my dad's heart condition. So that meant a lot, and they were able to pray for me. So I think God just brought the right people, and they have experienced loss as well. So, and I also, through sharing, I found that others in the church have also lost loved ones. And so I think as Jonathan and I have been encouraged by others, it's a blessing for us to be encouraged, and a blessing for us to be able to encourage others. So I would just encourage us to share our stories with each other. Thanks.
This is the time of the year that as usual is set aside New Year's Eve to meditate and set some goals. And the goals that I usually set are not goals to lose weight or to lose my belly fat. But these are goals that how I intend to improve my relationship with my Lord and Savior. And I tried to do that. And in this case, I asked your prayers as I meditated this evening, tonight, my goals and my aspirations. I want to give God thanks this evening publicly for all that he has done for me. There have been some difficult times, and there have been some good times. But in all things, give thanks. And so I stand before you, being so grateful to him, most especially grateful to you for praying for my niece. Like I always tell her, the people that are praying for you that you may never ever see. But thank God that she's now in remission, and she has started school. I ask for your continuous prayers as we go along this long road. Thank you.
Well, this fall has been a time of transition for my extended family as well as for me personally. We recently put my dad in assisted living. My sister and her husband gave up living at the family farm and moved to their own home. And the farm is up for sale and will be sold. And so that's created a lot of stress and busyness with moving my dad and taking care of all that business. And then after 31 and about a half years of work as a technical communicator, I decided to hang it up, and I've just retired. So now I'm looking to the Lord for the next step in my life. And makes Deb a little nervous. But anyway, we're going to try to work it out here. But I really the Lord has blessed me over the last 31 years. I've been through a lot of tumult in companies that I've been involved in, seen wave after wave of people being laid off. And somehow, you know, that psalm that says God will protect you and the arrows will not hit you or whatever. I felt like I had that kind of protection for some reason. I steady work for the last 31 years and a rewarding career, and so that's been a great blessing. And to see my family grow up and all these things, and now to be here with all of you. So I look forward to the coming year and for all of you too.
I also wanted to give thanks to the Lord for a year of steady growth in our family, for stability, for the great blessing it is to do your taxes and say I lived in the same home at the start of this year and at the end of this year. We'll be living in the same home at the end of next year. And just the blessings from the Lord that have given us that stability. And in the car on the way over, the kids wanted us to add in, we traveled a lot with safety. We saw many bad car accidents, but we're not part of any of them. And that's a blessing from the Lord. And also, Mary Kate reminded us, our dryer caught fire, and we had to call the fire department, but we were safe, and nothing was really damaged besides our dryer. So that was a blessing, too. Anything else? Okay, so we give thanks to the Lord for the stability and the blessings he's given to us.
Terry and Diane Lovison, and I see 2017 as a year of change for us, and actually for me specifically. And I went through a lot of goals I had set for myself, a lot of weaknesses I may have had. One was pride or self-pride, and it's a very common with a lot of men, just simply... Well, you'll see an example a little bit later on here. 3 minutes, okay, I'm already on. Oh, I didn't see the green yet. In August, Diane broke her back, good enough. And with that, there were some definite challenges that before I came back from the hospital, I had been contacted by a member here of this church about the meal train, And I was, okay, so this is where the pride comes in. I can afford a meal. I can cook. I can take care of it. I can do it all, right? Okay, but I'm willing to listen, and I'm willing to try it. And we did with some loving persistence. And then at that point, it was, I realized how wrong I was. And that's where the growth comes in and the change comes in. Not that I'm changed on that, but on, well, I am on that, but not that I've lost the pride, but I've toned a little bit, I feel. And it was due to the outpouring of love from this congregation, in your prayers, in your support, in your meals. And it definitely humbled me, and I really appreciate it. Minute and a half.
Okay. And I just wanted to thank everybody for the meals, the prayers, the visits, the notes, the cards, the telephone calls, the thoughts, even coming back, the inquiries about how I was. It means more to me than you would imagine, and I thank you very much.
So a lot of you know this has been a tough year for the Petersons. It started out the men's retreat with a broken or a torn rotator cuff and surgery thereafter, and then a job layoff, and then just quite a few difficult things, and then in September I fell and broke my shoulder, and this church has been a witness for Christ's care that is amazing. So I'm a doer. Like, I like to do things. I'm the kind of guy who has everything kind of under control at home, and I couldn't do that this year. And I'm thinking about 12 guys who showed up at my house, and they, like, took care of everything for the winter because I couldn't do it. Both shoulders are bad, and they cleaned my gutters, they washed my windows, they put up Christmas lights, and they did everything imaginable for us. And then beyond that, they were also people who brought meals when we were just not able to, like, deal with life. And this church is special. And I want to tell you that our neighbors were watching. So it's not just what you did for us, but it's what you did for our community, and they know. Amen.
Paul, I am 6'2", so if I can raise this thing. Thank you. And I'm from Florida. I'm not from Minnesota. But I love this winter weather, if you can believe it, and I really enjoy it. But when Tim said that, I was not going to get up, but when he said that this is a special church, I had to get up and just let you know that that is so true. In June, after 17 years of being a part of another church and having a lot of challenges with that, and I made a very challenging decision to leave that church, and had no clue where we were going to go. And my kids have known nothing but that church, and so I didn't know what that was going to be like. There's a lot of things going on with that whole decision. And, you know, just not a lot of details, and I don't want to get the yellow card, but the bottom line is that we found this church, and on our first day, that was unbelievably powerful for us. And we just knew that this was a very special place. So I just want to thank all of you that have warmly welcomed us into this congregation. It's a huge burden off my shoulders because I didn't know where I was going to be bringing my family. But the folks that, and you know who you are, that I have been able to communicate with and that we've been able to communicate with, have done an amazing job at making us feel at home and welcome. So I just want to thank you for that, and I really look forward to the future here at Redeemer. Thank you.
I am not 6'2". I've been trying to requisition more height for years, and God has not responded favorably. I want to say thank you. I also don't want to get the yellow card, so I will keep this as short as possible. When my bishop came, it is that we face who are chaplains. And he likes to tell us sometimes that we tend to be emotional garbage disposals because we take everybody's stuff when we go into a hospital room. We take everybody's stuff when their children die and they need somebody to cry on and they need somebody to yell at. And I have seen some pretty terrible things. And I won't give you details, but I will say that when I saw something truly dreadful, I knew that there was somebody I could call. And Paul came to the hospital, and he brought me a sandwich. And he sat with me outside, and he just let me weep. And he just prayed for me and laid hands on me and let me know that I was not alone. Bishop Jones says that chaplains are that pointy end of the spear. I like that phrase, because it's true. We go into nasty situations, and sometimes we do it alone. But what my bishop didn't know is all of you, because I am not alone. And we have a wonderful place that is a home for us in the midst of stress. My family knows that, yes, Monday is here, but Sunday is coming. And I know that when we're here, we're safe. When we're here, we're happy. When we're here, I have the privilege of being one of your priests now. I have the privilege of being able to preach and to teach and to simply be in a place where I know I draw strength to leave those doors and go into rooms alone, but not without covering. And for that, I don't know that there are words to say thank you, so I'll leave it at that.
I think I'm the one person in the room who will disregard Paul's yellow card, so go ahead. I am so thankful for the Spirit who guides us and leads us and prompts us. And there was a good friend yesterday. We were getting together, and I texted. I said, I forgot the bag of tortilla chips. And she said, which I thought was so wise, and you know, you laugh in the moment, but she said, I was walking out the house, and I looked at the half bag of tortilla chips that I had in my house, and I thought, I should bring those. She said, but I didn't. I'm still learning obedience to pay attention to that still small voice. And I thought, you know, I kind of laughed, and then I just texted back. I was like, praise God. Like, what an encouragement. He cares about the chips, right? And he does. And that's not my only testimony. Some of you, or most of you maybe, have heard on the news about the explosion that happened at Minnehaha on August 2nd. And there has been so much loss and so much sadness surrounding that for the vast community of people that have been connected to the school over the years and are currently connected to the school. And I've taught there for a number of years, and Paul graduated from there, and our kids are there, and Steve and Cindy have been parents of alumni, and Cindy lost her uncle, John, who was one of the people that was killed in the explosion. So there has been massive sadness and relocating of the school. But in that, God's small voice has spoke in so many ways. And hearing the testimony of God's people, it really has been miraculous in the ways that he's provided a space for the school to continue to thrive. And as Tim mentioned too, that is something that is seen by others and has been noted and it's to God's glory. And I really feel like it is miraculous. It is miraculous in terms of the ways that he has provided a path forward for us. And in closing, I just feel like the word that continues to come to me is testify, and also do not forget. Because I feel like I think of the Israelites, and when they were delivered, when they crossed the Red Sea, and then what do? They started griping, well, you know, like, and so I just feel like we have, as a community, Minnehaha, as a community, and we all have experienced those miracles. So as we sort of are in the wilderness at times, like, let us not grumble. Let us continue to give thanks and to remember the ways that the Lord has guarded us and protected us and provided us. And I'm so thankful to worship with all of you and to be a part of a community that remembers and experiences difficulties and sadness and sorrows, but yet we do not forget God's goodness and his faithfulness to us. So thanks be to him.
I didn't plan to come up and speak tonight, but and prompted remembering how God has been at work throughout the course of this whole year. And it has been a hard year. It's been a hard year for so many of us, as you've given testimony. And since August, I think it's been particularly difficult since the explosion. And I won't go into lots of detail, but the Lord has been so good, just as God, as Anne has said, as Anne has said, and he gave me this psalm after that explosion, and I think it speaks not just to those events, but to the events of the entire year, and I keep coming back to them as an assurance of God being God, God being completely in control, that we do not have to fear. And I just want to read Psalm 46 to you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen.
Thank you for all of you who are able to share, and those of you who are able to participate just in an amen, in a silent amen for God's faithfulness. We serve a good and faithful God. Just for myself, I'm so thankful to be able to serve you, to be sort of an under-shepherd under the good shepherd, because all the different things that are outside of my capacity and my grasp, to hear of the ways in which God is stirring up his people, the ways that you're hearing him and being obedient, may it be so. And I pray that that is the characteristic and why Church of the Redeemer is a special place, that you hear the Lord and obey him.